You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2012, and look at this illustrious group I'm here with in the Mannington space, here with Kim Holm, the president. I'm with Ed Duncan, vice president of marketing, and Joe Amata in product development. You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we are. Having a good day. Thank you.
Good, good. All right, so let's talk to you first real quickly. Glad to have you back in the center of the show. Mannington, you know, as many people, most everybody knows, Mannington is the privately owned, family-owned company that's in every surface category. We've got a lot to talk about here. But just, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you, Kim, is that have been very optimistic in some of the conversations I've had with you about your business outlook. Talk a little bit about what you see for 2012.
Yeah, you know, we're fairly bullish about 2012. Most of the economy has come out of the recession, but people in our categories, the building products and remodeling categories, we've continued to be in a recession. But we're confident that we're going to come out of that in 2012, not with a robust recovery, but definitely positive traction. And I'll tell you, our attitude's been reinforced today. I've talked to probably 50 different retailers from around the country today. One of them said their business was so-so. Every other one of them told me their business was improving. Their store traffic was up, and things were optimistic for 2012. So we're feeling the same kind of positive momentum that we felt in our own company the last 60 days.
Mm-hmm. And are you continuing to make business investments to be able to satisfy the demand?
Yes, we do. You know, for us to compete in the marketplace, we need to continue to provide the industry great products, and to do that requires investment. We're in the middle of some pretty intensive investments in our resilient sheet factories to make sure that we can bring state-of-the-art glass-back technology with the superior looks that we have been grown to know by.
Okay, great, Kim. Good to talk to you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. All right. Ed, tell us a little bit about being back on the show, decision to be back here, and what you think about the show so far.
Well, I will tell you, last year we had a good show, but we really miss being out here in the middle of the floor, in the middle of all the action. And I tell you what, it feels great to be back onto the show floor. And from the moment the doors opened this morning at 9 o'clock, we have been slammed and been very busy. It's been a very steady day for us. We've seen an awful lot of our good customers, and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. It's been energizing for all of us.
You know, since I have a marketing background, I have 1,000 questions I could ask you, but just you can't get into every one of the product categories and ask about strategy, but you're still, a big part of your message is Made in America, right?
Absolutely. You know, Made in America is the heart of a lot of what we do at Mannington, a lot of the commitments that we have, not only to the marketplace, but also to the communities, you know, in which we are. We have facilities and manufacturing product, and Made in America is an important part of what we do. And we certainly, you know, when we're able to, we certainly produce right here in America, and very proud of it.
Yeah. So welcome back to the center of the show here. Right in the center, you're probably the biggest anchor that's in all categories. Do you have the largest space here, do you think? Or?
I'm not sure about that. You know, I haven't, quite frankly, I've been so busy. I've been staying here the entire day. We certainly have one of the biggest booths, and I think we've been one of the busiest. But for us, it's important to have enough space that we can really tell our styling story. And, you know, it's for us, it's all about new product. Always has been, always will be. And we've got an awful lot to be proud of this year, and we felt like, you know, we really needed to have a good dramatic space to be able to tell that story.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous space, and congratulations on probably one of the best looking spaces here.
Thank you very much.
All right, good to talk to you, Ed. Joe, left the last and the most detail to you. You've got some beautiful stuff here. Just looking right here, I mean, I can't believe this is a laminate floor, but I don't want to change your flow. Talk a little bit about new products this year.
Well, if you look around the show today, Ken, the theme is elevating style. And what that really means is that it's twofold. One is we're really dedicated, as we always do, to come out with exciting, new, innovative patterns and colors in all of our 5 hard surface categories. And second of all is really connecting to the consumer, because we feel the consumer is going to be out shopping again, and we want to make sure that we're delivering products that fits into the popular fashion trends and styles that she's seeing in the home today. In fact, we've actually dedicated most of all of our products, all of our styles, to 2 important trends. One is this new refined rustics trend, where you're seeing a lot of the woods and tiles that are really fit in to what we call this reclaimed restored, refined rustics. And the second is more on the opposite, more contemporary, more modern. But it's not like the modern we're used to seeing. It's more of a livable modern. And so a lot of the marbles, a lot of the products that are with a higher shine, as you see in our laminate products, really fits into this contemporary trend. And the great thing is that these two trends are working together, so you can mix and match the styles. And we feel like we have the products this year to work with that.
Now, do you have people walking in here and you have to tell them now, because you have all the different categories, you say, now this isn't hardwood, this is laminate. Is that what you have to do?
Thank God we have the carpeting dividing all the categories, because I think it would be very difficult.
Yeah.
It even confuses me sometimes, because we bring out the realism in every category, yeah, that sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. And I think that's a testament to the technology that's out there and to our R&D teams that are working hard in helping us make products that look that real.
Now, you know, we're all about trends at Floor Focus, and I noticed these back panel walls that we'll show on camera, where you're actually showing the visitors of your booth a lot of the trends. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, and that's what I was just kind of alluding to, is that there's two. We don't want to confuse the issue here. We feel that rustics and modern are the two trends that are driving all of the products that we're seeing in the home today. So in the laminate category, we're expanding on our restoration collection. In our LVT category, we're growing more with some marbles, but we're also having a rustic oak. In porcelain, we have a biblical stone, which is definitely rustic. In wood, we're bringing out a new exotic in Mayan pecan, which is a beautiful exotic that has a subtle hand scrape. So we're actually delivering these looks that fit into those two styles. And that's why we have the back wall, because we're showing examples and how they tie into that style and decor.
All right, so like you say, we'd be here for hours talking about all the different styles, but just rough, how many new products you come out with this year?
Well, I think every category, there's at least anywhere from 3 to 6 new products, anywhere from 17 to 20 SKUs. So you're getting close to around 80 to 100 SKUs across all the categories, exciting.
So you've been busy, haven't you?
We're busy, and you know what? Starting today, we're working toward next year, Ken. Yeah.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You've been talking to Joe Amata, who's in product development for Mannington, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.